The EPA plan would require coal-burning power plants to slice carbon dioxide pollution by 30% from 2005 levels and do so by the year 2030. The hope is to reduce greenhouse gases that contribute to climate change. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy today promised flexibility in how states could implement the proposal.
There is no one-size-fits-all solution. Each state is different, so each state's path can be different.
Republican Governor Scott Walker said this morning that he's still waiting to see the entire EPA plan and will consult with state agencies, especially the Wisconsin DNR. But Walker says true flexibility might be something he could accept.
If that's true, that'd be great. We also know that not just in this administration, but others previously have made promises in terms of things like flexibility, and they haven't materialized.
And Walker is standing by some of the concerns the DNR and Public Service Commission raised about carbon dioxide restrictions in a letter to the EPA a few months ago.
You know, we've raised some concerns just because Wisconsin is so heavily dependent on manufacturing. Obviously, anything that would put a dent into the energy supply for our key industry and manufacturing would be of concern.
A group that traditionally backs Walker, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, uses stronger language, claiming the EPA plan would be likely to inflict dramatic and irreversible harm to our economy. Environmental groups that usually oppose the governor's policies continue to praise the EPA plan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.